From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,090th performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, The Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Farron Young.
I used to think all the girls I knew were just the same. I thought the only difference was their name. Since I lost you, I realize I once had the best. And I can't find a little part of you in all the rest. There's not any like you left. I was too blind to see. Too late I realized how much you meant to me. Now that you're gone, it seems I'm always by myself. Too late I find, oh, there's not any like you left. There's not any like you left. I was too blind to see. Too late I realized how much you meant to me. Now that you're gone, it seems I'm always by myself. Too late I find, though there's not any like you left. Too late I find, though there's not any like you left.
Young Sheriff Farron Young and all the deputies with one of Farron's latest recordings, There's Not Any Like You Left. Welcome, Farron. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Say, we've been missing you around here.
Well, you know how it is, Grant, working on the road and all, but it sure is good to be back.
Well, as always, I see you're heading a list of fine entertainers such as Archie Campbell, Miss June Carter, Chet Atkins, String Bean, Tommy Vaden, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers, and as our very special guest, that wonderful husband and wife team who sing such a great song, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
Yeah. Well, so we'll be hearing from Wilma Lee and Stoney in just a few minutes, but right now it's time we heard from the Grand Ole Opry's funny man. Here he is, Archie Campbell. Hello, Arch.
How are you, Farron? Glad to see you.
Good to see you back. I don't know if you're neighbors. I'll tell you all about it, though. Archie, I've been gone so long, but Archie's been taking care of my farm for me since I've been gone, and I certainly appreciate it, good buddy.
It's all right, Farron. You told me to take care of things out at the farm while you was gone. Of course, Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Of course it's all right. You told me, didn't you tell me to take care of things?
Yeah,
Everything is just exactly like you left it.
Well, that's wonderful, Archie. Thank you, buddy.
Wait a minute. There's one little thing I think I ought to tell you. Remember that dog that you like so well, old Limber?
Yeah, Limber. I'm going to go coon hunting with him. Yeah.
Now, he's dead. Your dog's dead, apparently.
My dog's dead?
Yeah, old Limber's dead. He's deader than a doornail.
What in the world happened
to him? All right, huh?
What happened to Limber?
I don't know, Fremen. I believe he got a hold of that burnt horse meat. And you know burnt horse meat will kill a dog quicker than anything.
Burnt horse meat?
Yeah.
How in the world did Limber get a hold of burnt horse meat?
Well, you know how a dog is. The horse had been burnt up there. That's something else I meant to tell you.
Now, just a minute.
Everything's all right, but your horse is dead, too. Old Betsy.
You mean to tell me my horse burned up? How in the world can a horse burn up?
Well, it was hard, Farron. How could you keep from getting burned up? The barn was about to... Hey, that's something else I meant to tell you, too.
I thought you said you took care of my farm.
Your barn burnt down.
My barn
And the horse was in the barn, of course, and that dog come along, got hold of that burnt horse meat. Burnt horse meat will kill a dog every time.
Archie, please. Now, how in the world could my barn burn down way over there where it's sitting?
I don't know. I tried to figure that out, Farron, but I believe that the way the barn caught on fire was the sparks from the house flew over there.
And, you don't mean house. You mean from the chimney.
Yeah, from the... No, by golly, that's something else I meant to tell you, Farron.
What?
Your house burnt down.
My house burnt down.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, of course, the horse is in the barn and an old
Lambert. Wait a minute. How in the world did my house burn down?
I don't know, Fern, but I believe, and I've got it figured out, what happened there was, I believe that, well, it was a little cool last week, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe what he done was throwed a log on the fire and knocked some sparks out on them curtains there, and that caught the house on fire.
He?
And the barn.
He?
And the horse and the dog.
He?
Yeah.
Who in the world are you talking about, he?
What? Oh, something else I meant to tell you. The guy that run off with your wife.
You get out of here. I thought you took care of my wife.
Get out. Get out.
Yeah, he took care of everything all right. Thank you, Archie. And as usual, you've done a wonderful job. Right now, neighbors, it's guest time on our show, so let's have a great big opera welcome with two of the finest entertainers I know. Here they are, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. How you doing, honey? Hi, Stoney. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Hey, it's been quite a spell since y'all been around here with us.
Seems that way, doesn't it, Farron? But then we've been out on the road quite a bit.
Hey, I understand y'all played up at the Great Illinois State Fair earlier in the month.
And covered several other states, too.
Well, bless your little heart. But I know what I got you here for, and that's to sing. So if you and Stoney, are y'all about ready to do a number for us?
Sure.
Be glad to.
Here they are, neighbors, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, one of their latest called Heartbreak Street.
Dim light, a small cafe, a smoke filled room, a jukebox play. I wandered inside, some pleasures to see, but I saw broken hearts on Heartbreak Street. A jukebox kid playing
their lonely hearts scream,
relieving their pain.
Music, Fran. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, and you're so right, too, Grant. Hey, but just what would you call this that I'm holding in my hand?
I can't see, Fran.
Well, sir, it comes in a red tin, a bright red tin, and you're apt to find it in the pockets of millions of pipe smokers, and
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. It's a tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and I'd call it the key to smoking satisfaction and pleasure. It has to be, Fran, because Prince Albert's got the flavor and taste that pipe-making men prefer.
Yes, sirree, and P.A. is crimp cut, Grant, so it packs right. Burns even and steady. And a making cigarette, it rolls easy. It doesn't spill out, and it's cool and satisfying.
Well, that's Prince Albert, folks. Mild and mellow, always fresh. Loaded with flavor for a tasty, comfortable, satisfying smoke. So why not try some yourself? The proof is in the puffin'. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
And right now it's square dance time, and here's our buddy Tommy Vaden and Jimmy Self around. Yes, sirree, with Mississippi Sawyer for Ralph Sloan and all the boys and girls of the Tennessee Travelers.
All around and shake them down, let that cookie start to sound.
Thank you, Tommy and dancers. That was just what we needed. But now, Farron, it's time for one of our great inspirational numbers, and there's nobody on the show who can do a better job than you. So how about that really great number that's so appropriate in these days of tension? May the good Lord bless and keep you. Whether near or far away, may you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you. Tomorrow's, never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till.
Thank you very, very much. You're all so wonderful. We certainly appreciate it. Right now, I want you neighbors to listen to the fine guitar playing of one of our really great opera stars. Here he is, the one and only Mr. Ted Atkins and Django's Castle. Yes-siree, that's a real great number. And that kind of brings us down to the spot where we introduce a real great comic, too, neighbors. Here she is, your friend of mine, the sweetheart of the Grand Ole Opry, June Carter!
Much. And hello, folks. I was looking for my good friend Archie Campbell.
Thank you, June.
Oh, I'm just telling you, you just look fine tonight. Archie, you just all dressed up.
Do I really?
Yeah, you look good.
One thing I can say about you, June.
What's
you,
that?
You've got good taste.
Oh, goodness. Really, your hair is pretty, Archie. It's just beautiful. No, no, don't hand it to me. Just let me look at it from here. I get a good look at it. I didn't know if you folks knew it or not, but me and Archie been friends for a long time, ain't we, Arch?
We've been through thick and thin, and when it got thick, you never did thin out, did you?
No, I didn't. Honest to goodness, we went through the Korean War together. Remember them USO things we played?
We won the war on them USO shows.
Yeah, they parachuted us in behind them enemy lines. Remember that, Archie?
Scared me to death.
It like to scared the fire out of me, too. We was coming down in them parachutes. Me and Archie was just floating down through the air, and I met a little old lady coming up. She just floating up, about 75 years old. I said, "Pardon me, ma'am, have you seen anything of an airplane a-going down?" She says, "No, honey, I ain't. Have you seen anything of a cook stove a-going up?" But you run out on me, Archie.
June,
yes, sir, you retreated in the line of fire.
June, I'll backhand you in the buck teeth in a minute.
Well, now, wait just
a minute. I've never done no such thing. Nobody can ever accuse me of retreating under fire.
Well, we was right
I
up on
I never run.
We was right up on the front lines, and the battle just started.
That's
and
some right.
Some captain jumped up and hollered, "Strike for home and country."
Yes, sir.
And you struck out for home.
I didn't do it.
You retreated.
Retreated?
Yes, you did. You took off and retreated.
I wasn't retreating. I was just backing up so I could get a good running start.
I took off across this hill trying to get out of the way, and I run down this hill, and I fell in a great big old water hole about 20 feet deep, and I was floundering around in there trying to get out.
Yeah.
And I finally crawled out over there on the bank, and there's about 250 soldiers are swarming around there crawling on the ground, and I was just about drowned laying there soaking wet. Some fool jumped up and hollered, "Fall in!" I said, "Fall in? Heck, I just got out." Things got so tough, honest to goodness, they put Archie on sentry duty.
Blimey, one of the finest men they ever had.
Yes, sir, he was standing guard. You remember the orders?
Yeah.
The orders read, "Say halt three times, and then fire."
I got two lieutenants and a buck sergeant.
If it hadn't have been for one of the... I tell you what, the bombs was a-falling, and I was scared to death, and I took out across that field, and I run, and I jumped in one of them whoop holes that's right-handed there. I got in there to
June.
Try to hide, you
June.
See, because...
I was, June!
What's the matter?
It's not a wolf hole. Why, you silly thing, it's not a wolf hole, it's a foxhole.
Well, a foxhole? Well, I jumped in this wolf hole is over there. I hightailed it across through there, and I slid in that wolf hole. It was right...
June, what? I told you, it's not a wolf hole, it's a foxhole.
Well, a fox might have dug it, but there's sure a wolf in there when I got there, buddy.
Here's Farron Young for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. It's the precious
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's P.A.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavored and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert, that's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing. And you'll find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
here's our special guest back once more. Let's have a great big round of applause as they sing "This Old House" for Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
This old house wants to its children. This old house wants to its wife. This old house is often broken as they walk the stones of life. This old house runs rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness as the lightning walks about.
Thanks for being our guest here with us, and y'all come back real soon. Grant Turner, what's next?
Why, Farron, what else but the old Kentucky Wonder himself, String Bean, Wonder Whip.
I wonder where Wanda went, oh, where can she be? I wonder where Wanda went, please come back to me. Oh, I was wrong from start, when she left, she broke my heart. Wanda, Wanda, please come back to me. Dark and curly, and the teeth shine like pearls. Fire as a lily, that's my wonder girl. And when she's through roaming and wants to settle down, I'll try to make her happy in this little town. I wonder where Wanda went, oh, where can she be? I wonder where Wanda went, please come back to me. Oh, I was wrong from the start, when she left, she broke my heart. Wanda, Wanda, please come back to me. I wonder where Wanda went, oh, where can she be? I wonder where Wanda went, please come back to me. Oh, I was wrong from the start, when she left, she broke my heart. Wanda, Wanda, please come back to me.
All right.
String Bean and I Wonder Where Wanda Went. Well, thank you, String. Now, Farron, before we run completely out of time, let's have your last number. Another of your great new recordings, Is She All You Thought She'd Be?
All you thought she would be. Hey, you took her love from me. Or does she still meet someone secretly? Is says she ought, you thought she would be. Is she put in your heart the same way she put mine? And do you have a feeling you'll lose her in time? Do you think she'll always love you? Remember, she once belonged to me. Is she all you thought she would be?
Wonderful time, and we hope you did too. We want y'all to be around next week when the Grand Ole Opry comes your way, because there's two real great stars will be on hand. Jim Reeves will be heading up the show, and Miss Patsy Cline along as his pretty guest. So you neighbors be listening then, won't you? Until then, this is Farron Young saying thank you, and we'll be seeing all of you again next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to Camel, a real cigarette. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again. Because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction no other cigarette delivers. No question about it, the best tobacco makes the best smoke. No question about this either. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately but enjoying it less? Then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.